Thomas and Rosie are in their hotel room in Delhi.
Rosie, are you sleeping?
No, I'm not. Why?
I may be wrong, but you have been preoccupied for a couple of days now. Is there a problem? Are you getting bored in Delhi? Don't you find it amusing to be here?
Well, Tom, I am very interested in spending time in Delhi, but since you mention it, we'll be celebrating my birthday in 10 days, and I have no idea what Dad and Mum are going to offer me. I wish they had let me know about it before arriving in India, but they haven't told me anything so far. This is surprising. By the way, do you have any clues, Tom?
Don't worry, Rosie. A few days ago, we were shopping in the duty-free section of the Cape Town airport when Dad asked Mum if she knew what would make you happy. She answered she had been thinking about it for a while, but she added that she could not come up with a satisfying idea. But tell me, what would make you happy if you could choose your birthday present?
Actually, choosing is quite difficult sometimes, but if I had the choice, I think I would hesitate between a beach resort hotel in the south of India and an elephant ride in a rice plantation in the northern part of the country. I wish we could do both, though.
I'm very surprised, because I remember you telling me once that you would love to ride that luxury train through Rajasthan. Visiting the landmarks of the spellbinding state was of high interest to you then.
Oh, yes. My friend Kate and her parents spent 1 week travelling through Rajasthan by train when I was in the fourth grade. And they went on a sightseeing tour of Rajasthan's most beautiful cities. I remember talking about it to Mum, and she replied that she had to check on the prices, but, regrettably, she made it crystal clear that it might be too expensive.
Did Kate explain to you what she liked about the train ride?
Well, she said it was unforgettable. She explained that it was highly interesting because they visited various cities, and each one had a dominant colour. They also rode an elephant and saw the Ganges River in Varanasi and the Taj Mahal in Agra.
Elephant riding, the Ganges, the Taj Mahal, experiencing all this must be like a dream come true. If only we could visit Rajasthan. If we had the time, we should definitely go for it.
Oh, I wish we had the money too. I would be so satisfied. But I know this train ride is very costly.
Well, we should remind Mum and Dad that my birthday is in 6 months. Maybe they would then agree to book a train ride for the four of us.